Hi, Stella speaking.
Hey, I want to just submit an application. It's not letting me do it on the website.
Sure, an application for what? Like for home care services?
To get paid for taking care of a family member.
Sure, give me a minute.
Sure. Well, if there's a different process I should take.
What's the, like, do you ever apply, like, is the patient already with us? Like, you want to sign up as a caregiver, or does this patient ever receive services?
No, they don't receive any services.
So you want to enroll him in home care.
Yeah, like I take care of them.
And you should take care. No problem.
Okay.
Does that member have Medicaid?
We've applied for it like multiple times, but every time we call them, they say that our like application got there too late, even though we sent it like by mail, like ahead of time. Does that make sense?
Okay, but we can make
Because
this to get him enrolled in Medicaid.
okay.
What's his monthly income?
Her monthly income, I think, was, I'm not entirely sure.
Around. Is it more than 2,900?
I would say, yeah, maybe more around there.
Okay, does she own a home or have any other assets?
Yes.
She owns a home?
Yes.
So I don't think she would be eligible for Medicaid because Medicaid is an income-based program. Is
Like, does
she?
she get 2,900 a paycheck?
I'm
Or
doesn't mean a
2,900 a
paycheck.
month?
2,900 a month in income.
Yeah.
If she has more than
I'd say probably
29, does
less
she
than that,
live for
but then.
herself? Like, does she have any dependents on her?
No, I would say probably less than that, though.
It's less than 29,
Yeah.
but she owns a home.
Yes, she does own a home.
Any other assets except for owning a home? Like life insurance, your car?
No.
No. Let me see if she was less than 29. Let's see if she can still be eligible. Hold on.
Okay.